Hello and welcome to today's episode of FD Capital's podcast. I'm Adrian Lawrence and today I am talking about a Google update known as the Web Core Vitals update. We blogged about this today on our blog, so if you want to learn more, I'll put a link into that in a post to that at the end of the episode. So how Google works is periodically they update their system, which is known as an algorithm update. And historically, they haven't really told people what they're going to do. They look at the way things are going and make changes, then announce that a change has been made retrospectively. But this is slightly different. What they've been saying for about a year is that they're going to roll out a big change. It was originally planned for May, but has now been changed to June 2021, and basically through to August 21. So it's been spread out over a few months, and I think the idea is to give webmasters the opportunity of adapting and changing as things go. Also, it's worth saying the way that Google works is it's a carrot and stick. If you comply with their guidance, you get rewarded with better rankings and then more traffic and more sales or more inquiries. If you go against their rules, as they term them, then you can expect to get pushed down in the rankings. Every web page, every webmaster wants to be at the top on page one. And basically, if after you get to about page three, there's very little traffic, typically for most phrases. Being pushed down to page 4 or 5 or below really means there's not going to be any traffic for your pages at all. So there really is a big stick involved here, and you need to keep within the guidance. So what are they talking about? I mean, to give you a little bit more background, back in 2010, Google started the first of these type of updates, which the first one was known as Google Panda. And what that did is it used user metrics to determine the quality of a page. And that was the first time they'd used that type of approach. And how that worked is if users stayed on a page for more than so many seconds, it got left alone. If users left on average in less than a threshold target, that page got pushed down. And it was a way of rewarding pages that people liked and stayed on and punishing pages that people left quickly and didn't enjoy. And they learned that that approach worked really well. It was extremely painful for the webmasters concerned, and they didn't warm people up or give them a chance to adapt. It just came down like a hammer blow. This is slightly softer, but the intention's sort of broadly the same, to punish pages which don't meet their criteria. And the driver for this is speed and user experience. And there's a lot of feedback come from the younger generation, the so-called millennials or Generation Z, as it's sometimes known. And studies have shown, or Google's own metrics have shown, that type of profile of user is very intolerant of slow-loading pages, and pages that change and chop about or otherwise give poor user experience. So they've tried a scientific approach and identified scientific ways to monitor and measure those type of metrics. So the three they're focusing on this time round are largest contentful paint, LCP, and that is basically how long it takes for the biggest element on a page to appear. First input delay, what that means is how long before a page becomes interactive from the moment you press the button to select the link or select the page search engine results placement until you can actually interact with that page or fill an inquiry form or etc. Take actions, add to checkouts and so on. The next one is cumulative layout shift. And that basically means when a page loads, you'll often see page items moving around. They'll shuffle around as the page elements complete. And that isn't seen to have a very good user experience. So Google's put a time allocation in milliseconds on each of these, and I guess those have been arrived at through research and testing. So a good LCP is less than 2.5 seconds, a good FID is less than 100 milliseconds, and a good CLS is less than 0.1 milliseconds. And I think the thought is if you're within those, you're not going to be touched and you might get a reward. And if you're outside of those, you're at risk of punishment and the stick, basically. Interestingly, Google has two databases now, the mobile database and the desktop database. It's not clear if these metrics are going to be treated differently between one database and the other. But to be honest, if you lose your traffic from your mobile or your desktop channel, that's going to be painful anyway. So really, you've got to work on it. The mobile metrics, and it's not clear if these targets are different for mobiles or desktops. All they've published is one set of targets, so the inference is it's the same for both. But mobile devices are difficult. The reason is they're simpler technology, smaller amounts of memory, much slower processors, slower bandwidth, smaller screens, etc., etc. But the net result of those is a page, an identical page, can be fast on a desktop, but actually quite slow on a mobile. Our team at FT Capital have been working on the website that you're watching now, and it took us about 6 weeks to address this issue in terms of optimization. We tried a whole series of different approaches, rewrote code, introduced different caching technologies, all of which worked, but didn't get us over the line. And it took a real focused effort for the team to address the code, introduce different types of caching technology, resizing images, and trial and error. And eventually we got there. So I think what it shows is an attractive site as this is, can perform extremely well. And on our scoring, on Google scoring system, we score 100% now on the desktop and virtually 100%, 98% on the mobile and within all those parameters. So it shows that it can be done, but it did take a lot of time, effort and cost to get there. So you might be wondering what a finance director recruitment business is doing, making a podcast about SEO. Well, FT Capital is a little bit different from everybody else in that we're experts in search marketing and SEO, as well as being finance directors and CFOs. So we've got some of the leading SEO experts who are also finance directors at the same time on our books. And they are available to you on a part-time, interim, or permanent basis. So if you're interested in accessing our skills and knowledge, not necessarily just for Core Web Vitals, but you're welcome for that as well, then call us on our main number, which is 0203 287 9501, or visit our website, which can be found at www.ftcapital.co.uk. Thank you for listening, and have a great rest of day.